Welcome back, everybody. Everybody, welcome back. This is the second episode. It's official. Episode number two, the second. That's what I mean. Of Tiger Beach Freakout, or limited time seasonal summer surf show. Very alliterative. I hope you're enjoying your Saturday. We had quite the thunderous evening last night. I don't know if you noticed, I did, but here we are now, Saturday morning, it's 10 a.m. on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge, and it's time to listen to some instrumental surf music. You just heard the legendary hit single, Mr. Moto, by the Bel Airs, written in 1961 by Paul Johnson and Richard Delvey. Recorded and released in 62, covered many, many times. The Bel Airs would go on to become the Challengers and release a surf album in 1963 called Surf Beat, one of the most iconic instrumental surf albums ever to be released. Also of note, the original Bel Airs drummer, Dick Dodd, went on to play for the Standells, who we've heard on The Fuzz. Of course, the Standells are famous for their song, Dirty Water, as well as Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White. Yes, indeed. I hope you're primed and ready for some tunes here, because we got quite a few of them for you, all the way up until 12 o'clock. Of course, we always got tunes for you at 91.1 KLSU. But for the next 2 hours, it's you and it's me, and it's the soothing sounds of instrumental surf. Coming up, we're going to hear from Richie Allen and the Pacific Surfers. The song's called The Quiet Surf. It was a track originally written in 1958 and titled Samoa. That was when Richie Allen, was a solo artist. So this track technically predates surf as a genre. Now, during our first episode, which was a month ago, because 2 weeks ago I was locked out, we were talking about the origin of surf, where did it come from, I mentioned sort of this triumvirate, you know. I think that's technically like a governmental body, but it's okay. Of these three surf artists, at least in the U.S., of Dick Dale, Link Ray, and the Ventures. But looking into it, I realized how nebulous it is. So that's kind of what we're going to be exploring at the beginning of the show here today. So we have this single, The Quiet Surf, originally written in 1958, entitled Samoa, by Ritchie Allen. Ritchie Allen was also better known for producing other groups, including Three Dog Night, at his family-owned studio called American Recorders. But with his group here, the Pacific Surfers, we have The Quiet Surf, which could potentially be considered the first surf song. Following that, we're going to hear a 1960 single by The Gamblers. It's called LSD-25 on World Pacific Records. This group were originally formed in 1959 in Los Angeles, and some also consider this to be the official first surf single. This is the B-side of the single. Then we're going to hear a 1958 single by The Wild Tones called King Cobra. And if you ask me, this kind of sounds like surf too. And these guys are from New York City, which just, you know, throws another a third wrench in the whole thing, because no one really ever thinks of New York City as being a hub of surf music. There's also a saxophonist on this song, just really blowing away on the horn. He might be turning his lungs inside out. I fear for him, but I'm sure he's okay by now. And then we're going to hear two songs by The Shadows, because I did get somebody recommended to me to look into The Shadows, because they were credited with introducing the surf sound to the UK and essentially all of Europe. So we're going to hear their 1960 single called Shadoogie, and then we're going to listen to their song Atlantis, which I believe came out in 1963. Yes, indeed. Well, I think we're just going to get into it, you know, because this is the third time that the backing music has started over. So here's Ritchie Allen and the Pacific Surfers with The Quiet Surf, originally written in 1958 and titled Samoa, re-released with his band The Pacific Surfers. Here it is right now on Tiger Beach Freakout, 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Otherwise, just sit back, relax. Here's the music. Thank you. That was a single by an artist, originally a rockabilly artist, called Red West. His true name is Robert Gene West. He's from Tennessee. But that single was Midnight Ride and the B-side, Unforgiven, 1961 on Dot Records. Before that, we heard a song called Beatnik Fly by Johnny and the Hurricanes from Toledo, Ohio, and that single released in 1959 on Warwick. So, regardless of who you want to call the first surf groups, the surf lineage seems to at least date back to the late 50s, 58 and 59. But of course, it came out of, you know, this style of music that was sort of just Western, almost country, maybe rockabilly, kind of, you know, late 50s rock and roll with that Wild West sound. And of course, there is a similarity in the idea that the same sounds that might be used to evoke an open plains or desert might also be used to evoke the open ocean and the vastness of it all. We got some more music coming up. We're just getting started. It's about 10:30, you know. We're one quarter of the way in here. We're going to hear from the Lee Dolls next. A single from them, both sides. The first side is called Storm, and then the B-side, Kashan. This band is from Melbourne, Australia. The single released in 1961. It is the only documented material of this group, the Lee Dolls. They broke up in the same year, 1961, after being active for about a year. We're going to sort of proceed in chronological order. Coming up after that, The Phantoms, also in 1961, their self-titled EP with Paulette had a song on it called The Fantoma. So we're going to hear that. The group was also known as Ken Levy and the Phantoms. They were from Cambridge, England, active from 1960 to 1969. Then a couple songs from The Pyramids. We spoke about The Pyramids last episode. We're going to hear Pyramid Stomp, which was the B-side to their 1963 single Paul. And then we're going to hear their big hit Penetration, which came out in 1963 on Best Records. It was their first song. There's some cool footage of them on the Dick Clark Show playing this song. The rhythm guitarist is famous for playing left-handed. And the last time I spoke about this group, I mentioned that they all had their heads shaved completely bald to contrast the long-haired hippie groups such as the Beatles. And at the time, before the Beatles had really sold themselves, and by that I mean proven themselves as really deep artists, their long hair was sort of seen as a gag. Following the Pyramids, we're going to hear from the Pharaohs, fitting, right? Their song Pintor, P-I-N-T-O-R, 1963 as well on Delphi Records. They released a couple singles under the name The Rhythm Surfers as well. It's the same group, and they were from Southern California. And then finally, The Crossfires with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. We heard their song Fiberglass Jungle last week, which was the B-side to this track, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And you'll hear why it has that title, because it jumps back and forth between sounding very chaotic and very light and peaceful. That was on Capco Records, 1963. Okay. Yeah, that's all I got to say right now. As I mentioned before, and as I mention every time, feel free to call in if you'd like, 225-578-5578. You can let me know if you have any requests you want to hear for the next episode of Tiger Beach Freakout, which will be in 2 weeks, because we are doing two shows bi-weekly every Saturday at 10 a.m., so the next episode of Tiger Beach will be July 4th. Oh, wow. But here is the Lee Dolls from Australia. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
the Surfer's Lagoon. Look at, watch it, look at it.
That was the Deadly Ones. There's a Creature in the Surfer's Lagoon. Off their 1964 album, It's Monster Surfin' Time. And this is perhaps one of the first surf records to follow more blatantly the B-movie monster theme. That was also something we spoke about during the first episode, was how thematic surf is and how all these different vibes or concepts got attached to it. And so the three that I really outlined last time were, of course, surf, and the beach and the ocean and coastal things, but then also space, with the Spotniks, and also there's like Laika and the Space Cadets and other surf bands that have more of a space theme, presumably because of the space race and the things going on in the 60s. And then as well, a third theme of like drag strip racing and cars and things like that. And my speculation was that, well, you know, you need your car to get to the beach and there might be just a union between those themes. But then there's also this monster movie, kind of B-movie horror theme that we see as well. And I always thought of that as something that emerged later on with surf revival in the 90s. But the Deadly Ones here prove me wrong with their 1964 album, It's Monster Surfing Time. And that song being an example, There's a Creature in the Surfer's Lagoon. Coming up, we're going to hear another song by the Belairs, who kickstarted this episode. We're going to hear Bedlam, a personal favorite track of mine, also in 1962. They're from the South Bay of Los Angeles. Following that, the Chevelles, 1963 again, from Southern California, their song Let There Be Surf. Then the original Surfaris from Fullerton, California, their single Bombora, which released in 1963 on Delphi. And that's a famous surf song. It's been covered many, many, many times, and a good one at that. Then we'll hear Fail Safe by the New Dimensions. This is the opening track to their 1963 album Surfin' Bongos on Sutton. Notable member is Jimmy Greenspoon, who also participated in Three Dog Night, as well as the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. I first heard his name mentioned by Frank Zappa on the Live at Fillmore East album, when he was playing a character about, you know, not being groupies, and he goes, well, Jimmy Greenspoon once. And that's a really good, silly album if you're a Zappa fan. It's his Live at Fillmore East album, I think from 1970. And then after the New Dimensions, we'll hear again from the Deadly Ones, Surf and Dockside. Yes indeed. We're getting close to the end of the hour here, so I'll come back in a few minutes and let you know what time it is. But first, here's Bedlam by the Bel-Airs. listening to the Chevelles on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. This is Let There Be Surf. Coming up, we got Bombora by the original Surfaris, 1963 on Delphi.
Thank you.
That was Paradise Cove by the Lively Ones, a band name that perhaps contrasts with the Deadly Ones. Paradise Cove was off their album Surf Rider. We talked about this album a little bit last time. It was the third of four LP releases with Delphi Records in the year 1963 by the Lively Ones. They were certainly put to work. Coming up, we're going to hear from the Marquettes, Out of Limits. That's probably their most well-known song. And this is one of the groups that would kind of fall into this space theme of surf music. They had Out of Limits and Outer Limits and Telstar. Although I don't know who originally did Telstar, but that's kind of one of those spacey surf songs. This track, Out of Limits, was on their 1963 EP, but then also released on the 1964 album of the same name, Out of Limits. Following that, we're going to hear the Surf Teens with their rendition of Steel Pier off their 1963 album Surf Mania with Sutton Records, also from California. Then Harem Bells by Newport Nomads. The A-side to their more well-known track, Blue Mallard, this single released in 1963 on Prince Records. Then another group called The Pharaohs, not the same one we heard earlier, but this one is from Victoria, British Columbia. Their song, Sakara, which released in 1963 on Rada Records. And then Le Jaguars, Le Repos du Jaguar. The repose of the jaguar, I suppose. I also never really learned to speak French, so, you know, forgive me. That was off their 1964 self-titled album. So, finally, we're moving on from 1963, because after that, we're going to hear a single from 66. And then I'll come back and speak to you all a little bit more, and then we'll get into some surf revival. But for now, here is the Marquettes with Out of Limits. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 225-578-5578. Let me know if you want to hear a surf track in particular next episode, 2 weeks from now on July 4th. Or if you tune in next week at 10 a.m. on Saturday, we'll have another episode of The Fuzz, Psychedelic 60s Garage Rock, Freak Beat, Acid Rock, Proto Punk, Garage Revival, Trippy Music in general. Feel free to make a request for that as well. But as I said, here is Out of Limits, the Marquettes, 1963. Thank you. The name of that song was Sinners by the Cinders. They're from McMinnville, Tennessee. That was the B-side to their 1966 single, Get Out of My Life, on Key Records. We're going to jump ahead about 30 years. Coming up, we're going to hear the Bomboras, perhaps named after the famous song Bombora, which we did hear a version of earlier. We heard, who did we hear do that? We heard the original Surfaris do that. The Bomboras were a 90s surf revival group. This song we're going to hear, Last Call, came out in 1995 on Dionysus Records. They have sort of a monster sci-fi B-movie horror theme. I know our fellow DJ Bites is a fan. We've had conversations about this group, and they're pretty good. Yes. Following that, we're going to hear Satan's Pilgrims, their song Surf Liar. This is a Portland group that got their start in 1992. This track is off their 95 album, At Home with Satan's Pilgrims, on Empty Records. Then the Halibuts, with their song Mr. Mysterioso, the opening track to their 1984 album, Halibut Beach, on What Records. So we're taking a step back here into the 80s. One of the first surf revival groups of the 80s, along with John and the Knight Riders and the Surf Raiders, both groups that we heard last week. And with this track particularly, there's almost a ska thing happening. They're playing a little bit with these upstrokes on the guitar. After the Halibuts, we're going to hear the Eliminators from Southern California with their song Surfing Spies. They, as well, are a surf revival group. They formed originally in the early 90s, but this song, Surf and Spies, is off their 1997 album, Unleashed. Yes, indeed. We got about 30 minutes left of the show. It's looking like we might be wrapping up early, it's looking like. So, if we do happen to wrap up early, I'll just throw a couple songs in from the pool, the system, the automated system. I'll cherry pick a couple songs to ride us out to the end of the hour, but we'll see. For now, here is the Bomboras with their song "Last Call" in 1995 on Dionysus Records, or Dionysus, however you want to say it. Thanks for listening. Toodaloo. Toodaloodaloo. Toodaloodaloodaloo. We'll be right back. is a 1993 acetate recording by a group called The Satans. The song is called Surf Rat. They are also from a town called McMinnville, just like the Cinders, but this is McMinnville, Oregon, not McMinnville, Tennessee. We got only a few songs left. We're going to move into some, surf rock. I mean, obviously, we've been listening to surf the whole time, but I think you'll see what I mean when I say surf rock instead. We're still in the 90s here. Coming up, we're going to hear a group called Huevos Rancheros. They're from Calgary, active from 1990 to 2000. This song is called Jezebel. It featured on their 1995 album, Dig In. And I sure would like to. Following that, we're going to hear Man or Astro Man, perhaps the culmination of the space theme in surf, the sci-fi space theme. I am a big fan of Man or Astro Man, and they really are, surf rock, a little bit heavier and more distortion and stuff like that. The first song we're going to hear is called Spheric Waves. It was the opening track to their 1995 EP, Inside the Head of Mr. Adam. The group is from Auburn, Alabama. Interestingly, another surf rock group, Daikaiju, is from Alabama. I believe they're from Birmingham. I don't know if there's any relation, but both are really good groups. And Daikaiju comes through New Orleans every once in a while. I believe they played at Mid-City Ballroom not too long ago. They're a really, really great band, and such a spectacle. If you get to see them play, their live performance is insane. Literally, they're playing with fire, and they have these crazy masks and everything. They're a great group. Then we're going to hear Gargantua's Last Stand, another song by Man or Astro Man, a bit heavier than what else we've heard. This is from their 1994 Radcliffe Sessions. And then we're going to wrap it up with Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, a surf punk trio formed in 1984, known for creating the theme song for a Canadian TV show, Kids in the Hall. The song we're going to hear, Having an Average Weekend, was the B-side of their debut single, Love Without Words, in 1985. They are from Toronto. And then with the extra time, I'll throw in a couple songs off the automated system here. I'm looking at the Oblivions. I'm looking at maybe White Stripes or something. So stick around for that. And we got great programming all day, so certainly stick around. I'll see you next week for The Fuzz next Saturday, 10 a.m. I'll be here. Hopefully, you'll be here too. Here's Huevos Rancheros. Dig In.
Nobody fully understands the effect lightning has on its victims. But strange things seem to happen.
Came ashore 30 minutes ago at the mouth of the Sakai River. Land, air, and sea units of the nation's defense force have gone into action in an effort to prevent the huge green monster from retreating back into the ocean, and of course to destroy it.